In the Mexican coastal city of Acapulco, teachers are out on strike, and it's not because of wages or working conditions or pensions. They're refusing to work because of crime. Teachers say they're being extorted, kidnapped, and intimidated by local gangs, and they're refusing to return to their classrooms until the government does something to protect them. Acapulco has been terrorized over the last 2 years by drug cartels fighting for control of the once popular tourist resort. Here's a warning to our listeners. Some of you might find the details of this report disturbing. Here is NPR's Jason Beaubien.
Public schools across most of Mexico resumed in late August. But in Acapulco, more than 100 schools have been shut for more than a month. Last week, about 7,000 teachers marched up the main tourist strip in Acapulco, past the store selling Senor Frog's T-shirts and quart-sized margaritas. Their banners demanded security and peace. As Mexico's drug war drags on and the government cracks down on narcotics trafficking, there's been a spike across the country in kidnapping, car theft, and extortion. Teachers refused to reopen schools in Acapulco after there were several anonymous demands for educators to hand over half their salaries to criminal gangs by October 1st or be killed. In the middle of what should be a school day, hundreds of teachers have gathered at a school near the center of Acapulco, waiting for instructions from their union leaders.
Estamos exigiendo seguridad a los tres niveles de gobierno.
A primary school teacher who, for security reasons, only wants to give her first name, Betty, says we are being attacked, extorted, and kidnapped with impunity. Manuel Lozano Hernandez says the teachers are publicly fighting a problem that's plaguing taxi drivers, shopkeepers, restaurant owners, and even street vendors in Acapulco.
Yo creo que la lucha que están haciendo los maestros.
I believe that this fight that the teachers are making is a defining moment. Because having been a teacher for 32 years, I'm convinced that teachers have their finger on the pulse of what's happening in every house, every neighborhood, every street, and every family. Thus, this issue is very important.
Longtime residents of Acapulco say crime in what used to be one of Mexico's leading tourist resorts is out of control. There have been shootouts by heavily armed gunmen in front of beach hotels. Several women were decapitated this year at the start of the Semana Santa holiday, Mexico's big spring break. As in many other drug-plagued Mexican cities, federal police and soldiers in ski masks patrol the streets in armored convoys. One local college student says the recent crime wave is like a psychosis that's gripped Acapulco. A waiter says violent crime is crushing the economy. And now it's delayed the start of classes at many schools across the city by more than a month.
Claro, por supuesto que afecta muchísimo, ¿no?
Mercedes Martinez Calvo, the director of education for the city of Acapulco, says the walkout by the teachers clearly has had a huge negative effect on students. She says schools, and particularly teachers, are going to have to come up with a plan of how to make up all of the instruction time that's been lost. Martinez says this might mean longer school days or classes on weekends. Parents recognize the severity of the current crime problem and sympathize with the teachers, Martinez says, but she adds that there's growing public frustration with the strike. She says each day, more and more schools are opening across Acapulco. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
And we do have a grim update to share with you now. Police say five severed heads were found yesterday in front of an Acapulco primary school. Officials said it's not yet clear if this latest violent turn is linked in any way to the extortion threats that led to the closing of the city's schools.